Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, we're grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So we thank God for all of you who are listening to the broadcast here on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And as we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us, wherever you're listening to me, everyone, would you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Son, Your Son, we come before You once again as we humble ourselves before You this day. You are Almighty God, and besides You, there is no other. You are the source of all true revelation. No one has greater understanding and wisdom than You. We're grateful today, Lord God, that You have caused us to once again assemble together in Your Word. And Father, we dare not enter Your Word without the presence of Your Spirit. So, Lord, today we make this request that not only that Your Spirit will be with us, but that Your Spirit will release into our hearts the understanding of Your Word that we need. For, Lord, without You, we can do nothing. Bless us as we speak tonight, Lord God, and help us to rightly divide the Word to those who are listening. And those that are tuned in, Lord, bless them by the power of Your Spirit, that as they seek Your face, truth will be revealed. So, Lord God, we want to take this time once again to thank You and to give You glory and honor and praise. We magnify You because You're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. We are tonight on part 3 of the sign of the restoration and restitution. What we have been mentioning to you over the past few months, that the work of the Lord that He's doing in these last days can be defined as the restoration and restitution of all things. The last series, we went into the Word of God with you to show you where the Word points out that in this day and time, this work of restitution, restoration is to be. And so now we are on this part of a series that is called The Sign of the Restoration and Restitution, that God has given a sign to signify or indicate this restoration and restitution has begun and that is in operation. And glory be to God. I want to encourage all of you who are first time listeners, as you listen here to part 3, go back to part 2 and go back to part 1. Because when you come in a middle or end of a lesson, many times it's hard to grasp what the lesson is dealing with. So that's why I encourage all who come in the middle or toward the end of a lesson to also go back and listen to the beginning. Now, in parts one and two, we had been bringing the word to you and showing you that in dealing with this work of restitution, restoration, that God said he was going to give a sign of this particular thing happening. And we had come from the word of God with you concerning where God used Isaiah to tell us that he would set up an enzyme for the nations. And we share with you, just like God said in the book of Numbers 26 and 10, those that had risen up in rebellion against the authority of God, how the earth opened and swallowed them up. And these men was for a sign. Okay. That's in Numbers 26 and 10. And when you went to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12, you read that God said he would set up an ensign for the nation. And we share with you that the word ensign here is the same Hebrew word as the word sign in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verse 10, meaning that it is to signify something. And God said he was going to set up an ensign, a sign, that which would signify something. And what it's going to signify is the restoration and restitution of all things. Because in that Isaiah chapter 11, you notice that he said that he was going to set up an ensign for the nations. And during this time that he will set his hand again a second time to recover his people. Now let me pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. How are you?
Blessed once again. Thank God we are together again, tag teaming up on this devil and dropping the word on him as he has grabbed one foot. We drop it on the other foot. Then when he grabbing the feet, we hit him in the knee with it. So he really don't know where to place his hand because we just hitting him with the word everywhere. And it gives me joy. It gives me joy because he's going to try to do his best to hit us. So
we
might well take something that's going to hurt him. Amen?
Yes. Yes, he relentless.
Yes, sir. Beautiful word. Be relentless. You heard that there, people? Our brother did come with a beautiful word. Be relentless. Be that against the enemy. Don't take down to the devil. Be relentless. And watch how you will walk in the victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sharing with the listeners, and actually I want to say to you, and my brother brought out a good point, that it's actually two signs that signify the restoration and restitution. We're going to start with, you know, going into one of them. Once again, we're not going to rush through this, okay? This is why y'all hear us going the way we're going. And I know some of you might say, would y'all come on already? Well, we don't rush into it because we want you to get it. And we want to do to the best of our ability in Christ, you know, to go at a gradual pace that God may work, you know, with you in that. Now, having said that, let's go back to the book of Isaiah chapter 11. Glory be to God. Thank Jesus for the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Isaiah, glory, hallelujah. Chapter 11. And I'm going to read verse 11 and 12. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. If you have your Bibles, we ask that you follow along with us. Glory to God. If you don't have a Bible, if you got a pencil, piece of paper, please write this down. Once again, we're not trying to do nothing hidden, nothing under the cover, okay? None of that. We're giving you scripture, and we're telling you to ask the Lord about it, okay? And as we get into it, glory be to God, we're going to share these things with you. Now, some of y'all, like I said, as we get into it, you may say, hey, I ain't never heard this before. Well, we can understand that. But that shouldn't stop you from taking it to the Lord. okay? That shouldn't stop you at all. And, of course, there will be others of you that, you know, you may get a witness right then. And until that, I say praise the Lord. And then there's another group of you that say y'all just some plain crazy folks. And I ain't listening to this anymore. So I say
Amen.
Still, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. So, having said that, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12 said, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover. That's an act of restoring people. A second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, and from Pathros, and from Cush, and from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the isles of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. And this is pointing to the end time. And notice he said he was set up. God said he's going to set it up, an ensign. Remember, we shared with you before that this word ensign is the same, has the same Hebrew word as the word sign in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verse 10, when it talks about the men that rose up against the authority of God, how the earth opened, swallowed them up, said these were for a sign. That means it's for a signal, a token, okay, to signify something. And God said, I'm going to set up a sign, something to signify this work of restoration and restitution that I'm doing, okay? I hope y'all still with me there. Now, having said that, let's go to Isaiah, and keep in mind this word ensign. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 18. Isaiah chapter 18. Glory be to God. And remember, God said that he was going to set up an ensign for the nations, a sign. See, this thing had to be begun by God. It couldn't be begun by man, okay? Because we're too busy beating each other upside the head, okay? So this had to have God had to get this thing started, okay? Hallelujah. You know, just like in the book of Matthew, remember when he left the men in charge? And the Bible said, while the men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares with the wheat. And then they want to turn around and ask Jesus, say, hey, do you want us to go in? Jesus said, no. I'm going to send an angel. Okay. They're going to separate the wheat and the tare. Listen, you didn't did enough. You went to sleep when you should have been woke. Okay. You let the enemy come on in there. And now you woke. They ask me, do you want us to turn? No. But anyhow, Isaiah chapter 18, verse 3. And remember, God said through Isaiah in chapter 11 that he would set up an ensign. Here he said, all ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, see ye when he what? Lift up an ensign on the mountains. And when he bloweth a trumpet, hear ye. Now, according to God using Isaiah, this ensign that God said that he was set up, he wants all the inhabitants and dwellers of the earth to see this sign. Okay? Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what he wants. He wants everyone to see it. He ain't about this Gnostic stuff. You know, the people that teach about Gnosticism, they say God chose an elite few to have a particular knowledge. This ain't none of that. Okay? It ain't none of that. Hallelujah. But God wants all to behold this. Okay? And once again, this is the will of God. This is not the will of Brother Nate and Brother Robert Gross. We just a child in service of the Most High God. This is God's will. Now, once again, we're giving you these scriptures here. Okay? And according to the word here, he is lifting it up for all to see. This ain't nothing hidden, okay? I hope we all understand that. Because you got some people out there, doing some hidden stuff. And they say, oh, the Lord did what? Some sneaky stuff, okay?
Amen.
God ain't all into the sneaky stuff, okay? They got some sneaky stuff going on. And they talking about Day of God. They doing this chanting and all this stuff. And they get up in these groups, okay? And they turn around to be what? Cults. That's what they turn around to be. Cults. Okay?
Yeah.
And God ain't into that. So he wants this ensign to be seen by all. Hallelujah. Because, see, God wants this work of restoration, restitution to be known by all. See, God wants man to know this. Okay? Amen. This ain't got nothing to do with no color or race or gender. God just wants the males to know and not the female. No, none of that. He wants all men to know about this restoration, restitution, and that this sign he has given to show what he said in his word that it has begun. Okay? Because once again, as I've said before, there are many who think from what they're seeing. Because remember, we share with you in the word that this time of restitution, restoration is connected to the last days. And remember what Jesus said in Matthew 24, in the last days, there was going to be what? Wars and rumors of wars and false Christs and false prophets. So you got some of God's people, when they seeing all this, they think God is not doing anything. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They thank God they doing nothing. They see churches beating each other with clubs over side of their head, talking about one another, fighting against one another, and they go, oh, my goodness. And then they turn around and they see people rising up among them, claiming to be of God, and they ain't. And people like, Lord Jesus, is you doing anything?
Amen.
And God wants them to know that he is.
Amen.
Amen. See, sometimes we can get caught up in what we're seeing, and we think God ain't doing nothing. But see, like I said, a personal word to some of you, God gave you a personal word, say he was going to do, but see, you've been looking at these things happening before your eyes, and now you're starting to think he ain't doing anything. Okay?
Amen.
Amen. But he is, people. He is. Glory to God. Glory. Now, let's go to Isaiah chapter 29. Now, remember, God said in Isaiah 11 that he is setting up the ensign for the nation. Okay? And he let us know in Isaiah 18 that he wants all the inhabitants of the earth to see it. Okay? He wants all to see this. This he wants all to see this sign. Okay, once again, not that selective few stuff that people be talking. Okay, we got to watch out for that kind of stuff, people.
Yeah.
Because before you know it, you'd be sitting up there, well, you sure right, and you'd be taking in some wrong teaching. Okay. Gnosticism is not of God. You got to remember that. It's not of God. That's just one of those things that crept among the people of God back in the days.
Amen.
When we should have had set up a wall and said, now they're here. But we didn't do that. We let it come on in. And then it got lifted in pride because some of them were saying, you know, you one of the selected few. Really? And so came on in there. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11. Now, remember, God said that he is setting up an ensign for the nation, and he let us know that he wants all to see it. Now, look what he says in verse 11. He said, and the vision of all, okay, this is what all he's telling the all, when he was talking about the inhabitants and dwellers of the earth, this is what he wants them to see. The vision of all is becoming to you as the words of a book that is sealed which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he say, I cannot, for it is sealed. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he say, I am not learned. So he says, the vision of all. See, this is this one of these signs. And he said, it's the words of a book. Hallelujah. And like,
amen.
I said, you know, hold on to your rockers. Hold on to your rockers now. Because I told you we was going to come with it. Okay? And this is what I ask of you all. Before you jump the gun, because every time we see something in the Bible, say a book, we automatically think, oh, he's talking about the Bible. Not necessarily so. Okay? Amen. Because that's what most of us grew up on, knowing what? Dealing with the Bible.
Yes.
So we see some verses in the Bible that say, hey, and so-and-so a book, we go, oh, that's the Bible. No. No. Now, this book is one of, like my brother mentioned to you, for there are actually two signs. And as we're going down the road, we'll talk about the second one. Both of them dealing with books. But we're going through this thing gradually, okay?
Yes.
We're not, once again, ain't no trying to power slide through this stuff real fast. Because right now you're already probably looking buck-eyed and probably saying, what is he talking about? You know, what is he saying? So if you're already looking buck-eyed and we turn around and we rush through this, you really going to be looking funny with your eye buck. And then sooner or later, you're going to hit the click button and you're going to say, I'm gone. So this is why we're going through this thing gradually. So this sign that God wants all inhabitants to see, that it's a signal of the restoration and restitution, is the words of a book. That's one of them. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, glory to God. Some of you say, okay, well, what is this book you're talking about? Glory to God. This book, God calls it the Record of the Nephites. And this book talks about the history of several nations that inhabit this American continent back in the prehistoric times. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, I told you all to hold on to your rockers. And once again, I'm giving you these scriptures. And Brother Nay and Brother Rob and I are just sitting here talking to you. You know, some people just want to talk to you. And they want to tell you, said the Bible say this and won't give you no scripture. Okay? And what I said to you, beware of those folks. I'm not saying man know, you know, don't no man know everything from the Bible. But when you catching people just study talking and not, to, you know, this is what we like to do. We like to put your eyes on something, on the scripture. We don't want you sitting here. We're on this broadcast over an hour. And we don't want to just be sitting here over an hour just talking. Okay? We want to put your eyes on the word. And this is why my brother and I, we give you scripture. Okay? Glory be to God. Now, as I told you, this book, these words of the book, it's talking about the history of several nations that inhabited this American continent during prehistoric time. And God dealt with them. You said, what? Yes, we're going to get into all of that. Okay. The first group, let's go to Genesis chapter 11. I'm going to go to this one more verse here, and then I'm going to turn it over to my brother. Let's go to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll talk about the first group that came over here. I know some of y'all here in the United States, you probably said, nah, that ain't right. But see, you know, you ain't got all your history records of the people that inhabit this continent. You know, some of y'all just go back so far. You might bring up oh, we heard about the Indians and stuff like that. Remember, and we go to Genesis 11, remember when they called themselves building a tower, they said, we're going to build a tower to reach heaven. Because they thought they were going to be smart. This is in Genesis 11. So, okay, if another flood come up, it ain't going to get us. Because we will be way up there in heaven, okay? So it ain't going to touch us. We're going to outsmart God. Yeah. Well, here's the thing where you mess up at. Now you're thinking like Lucifer. And that was dumb, okay? So that means whatever you're trying to do to cause yourself to try to outmaneuver God, you're going to fail.
Yes.
It's just plain and simple. There's no need to put a bet on that. There's no even need of anybody thinking about, hey, will they outsmart God? Don't even let the thought come to you because it's going to go away, okay? It's going to go away. And these people actually thought, hey, we're going to listen. But see, God said they would have to some degree been successful, okay? Because he said in verse 6 in Genesis 11, he said, the people is one and they have all one language. And this they begin to do. He said, and God said, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Okay? Do you hear that?
Amen.
And these people were going about it in an evil manner. So God said, hey, verse 7, he said, go to, let us go down. Now he said, let us. He wasn't talking to the angels. He's talking about to the Godhead in completeness. Let us go down. And there confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. Now, verse 8, we come into the first group that came over here and inhabited this continent. The Bible says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence, where? To Mars. No, it didn't say that. To Pluto. No, it didn't say that. It said upon the face of some of the earth. No, it said all the earth. And they left off to build a city. Now, if God scattered them upon all the earth, this American continent is on the earth, right? Yes. So that means that some of the people came where? Here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we don't, you know, sometimes we don't hear that talked about too much. We don't, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's And see, as we go further, see you got to understand, God created all men, and he deal with whoever he wants to deal with. So you have people that came over here to this continent during the time of the Tower of Babel.
Amen.
Because God scattered them, okay? And they end up coming over here. Part of them did. He scattered them abroad upon the face of what? All the earth. All, not some of it, all. And the American continent is here on the earth, not on Mars or Pluto or the moon, but here on earth, okay? So that means that other people he scattered, some of them came over here. Amen. Now I'm going to get ready to stop it there. Turn it over to the hands of my brother. Amen. And like I said, you know, whatever God gives him to bring on this subject. But once again, we want you to write these scriptures down, people. And this is why we're going into the word with you on this. Listen, this is serious business. We're not up here just filling our thumbs, talking about, hey, brother, what you think we should come with? Oh, and hey, let's hit him with a this. This thing is for real. And God is doing a work of restitution and restoration. So, having said that, I'm now going to turn it over to the hands of my brother. Take it away, brother.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. May these words be unto you as light, illumination, understanding, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, these words that we are revealing to you, okay, thank you, Jesus. And these two witnesses, okay? These two witnesses,
amen.
Okay? Because people think what they, you know, they think they know what the two witnesses is. They think that the two witnesses, hallelujah, and you hear all these suppositions with many people, okay, Elijah, the original Elijah is going to return, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And Moses.
Yeah.
If they don't say Moses, Elijah, they say somebody else in Elijah is going to return, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, it's not that original Elijah that's going to return. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. But he's talking about in the 11th chapter of Revelation, okay? Now, I didn't mean to start right here, okay, but that's where my words went. That's where God went, okay?
Amen.
Thank you. The 11th chapter of Revelation tells you about the two witnesses, okay? And people think that these two witnesses are two men.
Right.
That once on the earth, it's not two men. This is not two men that God is talking about. But God gave you a sign. He said 1,260 years in that 11th, Revelation, okay? He gave you a sign right there, okay? What it is, who it is. It ain't no who. It's a what, okay?
Amen.
This is what we're talking about, these two signs that we are talking about, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And simply put, okay, these two olive trees or these two witnesses is the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. It's the word of God. That's what that is, okay? And it's in two different places. Thank you, Jesus. And one of those places was in where? One of those places was Jerusalem, okay, where the word came from, okay? Where the scripture, where the Bible came from, right? And then the other
Amen.
Part, hallelujah, was America. Another part came from America, okay, which actually came from Jerusalem, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Jesus. Now, this is a story, a long story. Thank you, Jesus. And that's why it takes a long time. It takes a while to explain this to you, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And this all this tied up, what's tied up in this is the 1,260 years. That's your marker right there, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But if you get off that marker, you're gonna go into dark places, okay? You're not gonna understand what the Lord wants you to understand, okay? What's the 1,260 years? Well, we told you that for 1,260 years that the Roman Catholic Church ruled, okay, in the earth.
Amen.
That it was appointed to her to rule. It's given to her to rule 1,260 years. Thank you, Jesus. And after that time, okay, a little bit after that time, the time of the Gentiles will end, okay? Now, that's another scripture, but we're not going into that part yet, okay?
Amen.
Now, what you have to understand is that that America is in prophecy, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
How many of you don't believe America's in prophecy? I know it's a lot of you don't believe America's in prophecy. Oh, America ain't in no prophecy. They ain't no America. Do you know what you're saying is would be so silly if it wasn't? America is in prophecy, okay? How could America be one of the leading nations in the world and not be in prophecy?
Amen.
If Greece was in prophecy, how could not America be in prophecy? If Jerusalem is in prophecy, how could not America be in prophecy? If Media Persia is in the prophecy, how could not America be in prophecy? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
You have to consider where you're coming from when you talk silly like this, okay? I hate to say this, okay, like this, okay? But drop the foolishness, okay? You have to understand that unless you humble yourself, like I told you the other night, if you don't humble yourself before Christ as a little child, you won't be able to understand these things, and you'll be saying, I know, And that's what you'd be saying. You'd be saying that to the time when Christ come back, and then you'd be saying, oh, hide me under the rocks.
Amen.
Because you're sitting up there saying, I know, and you don't know anything. You don't know half of what you think you know, and the stuff that you know you're getting is wrong. Error
Amen.
Can destroy you these days and time, okay? They can destroy you. If you're walking in error, Satan wants you to walk in error. Satan, because Satan, he knows things that you don't know. And he knows,
Amen.
And Satan knows his kingdom been down here a long time. And Satan knows that he set up his kingdom, right? We told you that kingdom of Satan is the Roman Catholic Church. That's part of his kingdom, okay?
Amen.
That's his church. We told you that, right?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we came all the way from one end of prophecy to another end of prophecy to explain to you that what was happening, okay? We told you of the four nations, okay? We told you about the Babylon, right? Didn't we tell you about Babylon?
Amen.
We told you about Media Persia, right? We told you also about Greece, right? And then we told you about Rome, okay? And we went into these, to all of these different beasts, okay? But we specifically, hallelujah, made you know about the last kingdom, which is the Roman kingdom, okay? And we told you things specific to the kingdom, okay, and that it could not be but one kingdom. We identified her, right?
Amen.
We set it up. Okay, we told you about the 2,300 days of Daniel, right, where it began, okay? Thank you, Jesus. At the time of Daniel, thank you, Jesus, all the way from Daniel 4:37, 4:36 to 1829 to 1830. That would be 2,360 days of Daniel. That's the 2,360 days of Daniel, right? We told you about the 1,260 years, right? All these dates are significant because they are times, okay, when the rules of these nations that we told you about, okay? Now, also, but we didn't get to this, we didn't get to the part about America, okay? And about, we
Amen.
Told you, I alluded to things about America, okay? But you can't leave America out of this, okay? Out of this, out of these prophecies, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But that's how the Lord was going to preserve His word, okay, through Jerusalem and through this promised land that he had brought the children of Joseph to, okay, the tribe of Joseph. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now the two signs that we're telling you about, and I'm gonna tell you, and we're gonna go more specifically into it, okay? But the two signs that we're telling you about is the two books, okay, that the Lord said would come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's in the prophecy.
Amen.
And the two books is, one of the books is the book of Joseph, okay, or the tribe of Joseph, okay, the record of the Nephites. The second one is called the Elijah message. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now, we have been alluding to this all the way through, okay? We've been telling you about how the Lord, from the beginning, we've been telling you about the design of the Lord, okay? The pattern of the Lord, right? Didn't we tell you about the pattern of the Lord? How he sent?
Amen.
The first one he sent was who? It was John the Baptist. He sent John the Baptist before Christ to set up, hallelujah, what? To go before him in the spirit and power, hallelujah, hallelujah, of the word of God, okay? And John the Baptist, that's what his first work was, to be a baptizer, okay? to bring people to Christ, okay? That was his first assignment, okay? But he had more than one assignment. He had more, okay? Because in Luke, it tells you about the preparer of the ways, that he would be a preparer of the ways for Christ. What does that mean? Mm. That means that Christ got more than one. Hallelujah. He got more than one time that he was going to come. Because we always talking about the second coming of Christ, right?
Amen.
Well,
Amen.
If John prepared the coming for the first time that the Lord Jesus Christ came, he came before him the first time, okay? What make you think that was going to change? That pattern was going to change, that God was going to change that pattern, that God was going to leave out. Why do you think that God allowed John to be beheaded early, before Christ died? Thank you, Jesus. Well, all this is written in the scripture, okay? God is more wiser than we all. But we don't look at God's wisdom as being anything because we think we're so smart. And we look at the scripture, we say, oh, but John, he got his head cut off. Yes, John got his head cut off so he can take up his second part of his work. That's why God allowed John to be beheaded. That's why he allowed him to die. And you have to understand that all the things that Jesus Christ was saying about John the Baptist, okay, and he wasn't giving John no glory, okay. Jesus was not glorifying John. He was just telling you of the work that John has to do. John is a servant of Christ, just like you are supposed to be a servant of Christ, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
No honor is due to him. Nobody is worshiping John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His word, he tells you, do not worship me. Hallelujah. First thing if an angel come to you, if any angel, any messenger come to you, the first thing they're going to tell you, get up off your knees.
Yeah.
Don't worship.
Amen.
Angels ain't going to accept no true angel of Christ is going to accept worship. No angel of God is going to accept worship because that's forbidden, okay?
Amen.
Now, we should know this, but we act like we don't know this. But
yeah,
we try to play both sides of the street because we try to play the devil's advocate, and we don't know where we're playing at, okay? We don't know where we're playing from, okay? And we try to say, well, that ain't the word of God. That ain't real. That John the Baptist, he got his head cut off, so that was the end of his testimony. And then we forget that all the people that died before Jesus Christ was crucified, that they got up after Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And some people would have you to believe that only some of those people got up out of the grave. Now, that's a knucklehead idea, isn't it? That Jesus,
Amen.
That God would raise only half of the people up out of the grave, okay, that was dead before him, okay? All the people that believed in Jesus Christ of the Old Testament, okay, all those people that believed in him from Adam to John, okay, now get this, get what I'm saying, from Adam all the way to John, all those people that believed in him, okay, that died before Jesus Christ was crucified, all those people got up.
Amen.
Not half of them, not a quarter of them, not some of them, but all of them. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this is where we have to set we have to kind of set up a thing, okay, where that we've been setting up the ground so you can believe in these things, okay? Now, you have to depart away from your views, your Christian, your traditional Christian views that you got from your church, that you got from your pastor, that you got from your ministers or whoever they are. Thank you, Jesus. Because God has set his pattern, okay? The pattern that he has set is that he sent John the first time. He's going to send John the second time. He sent Jesus the first time. He's going to send Jesus the second time, okay? That John is going to be, hallelujah, the preparer of the ways, hallelujah, before the first time and the second time. That's the pattern.
Amen.
I have a hard time getting this, okay? But this is reason why so much filth is in the earth, okay? So much filth is in the church, okay? That's where the pigs is in the powder, okay? Powder. You ever heard that? You ever read that book called Pigs in the Powder?
Yeah.
Well, pigs in the powder. And that's why you got so much confusion. That's where you get the confusion from, because people are following, they're following the devil. They're following traditions. They're following cultural ways. They're following their own knowledge, and they're not following Christ. Thank you, Jesus. But we've told you, we pointed out to you, hallelujah, how the devil set up his kingdom, how he did it, and how he, and we came all the way from the first, hallelujah, to, from Daniel. We came all the way from Daniel, right?
Amen.
All the way to Revelation. We've been back and forth with those books, right? And these, we're witnessing to you, okay, of the things that God said, not man said, okay? In Isaiah talks about one of these books a lot, okay? But all through the scriptures, prophesied about John's coming, hallelujah, and about his work and how significant it is to the church, to the body of Christ, that if you don't, I'm going to tell you this, and I don't mean to sound, I'm not trying to sound, I want you to understand that if you don't hear John, you're not hearing God, okay?
Yeah.
So John ain't God, but God sent John to prepare the way for him. If you don't hear him, you're not hearing Christ, okay? Set aside your mind. Stop trying to work around, oh, that man fell. You don't know what happened. That's what we're here to tell you, okay? The truth. We want to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help us God, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The witness of God's word, okay, in this earth, okay, hallelujah, and about God, the people that God chose, okay, that's why we've been telling you about men make failures, okay, men sometimes fail, sometimes they fail, God called them to do a work, and sometimes men fail.
Amen.
But then we all can share that because all of us have failed. Which one of us has not failed and fallen?
Amen.
Which of us can actually take up the stone and stone somebody else? Which one of us can say, oh, I don't have no sins, so I'm going to stone you. I have not fallen. Yeah. I've not failed. I'm going to stone you. You ain't got no right to stone nobody else. All the churches, they all stand in the same place. If they would look at this light that's in the Bible, that's in the Word of the Lord, okay, that the Lord say it's in the Gospels of Jesus, okay, if you look at that light that the Lord is shining to you, okay, and says this is the way that I want you to walk in, okay, follow Christ and follow whoever Christ sends, okay, the person that God sends, whoever God sends, okay? If God sends a servant, that's who you follow after him, okay? You don't sit there and say, well, I know my church is good. Your church is nothing. Okay? God is not accepting your church. because your church is not what he set up. That sounds hard, don't it?
Yeah.
God didn't set up none of these churches. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. He didn't set your church up, and you can't say he set it up. The best you can say is that God inspired me. God inspired me to evangelize. That's the best you can say. God inspired me to evangelize, but you can't say that God, hallelujah, that he named your church, that he told you to do this and do that, because and he founded your church. God did not found your church. Christ did not found your church. You found your church because you're supposed to stay on the straight and narrow. You're supposed to stay in the place where God put you, where, hey, I sent you out there to evangelize, okay, and to bring people to Christ. That's what you're supposed to be. Bring people to Christ. Don't bring people to your church, okay? Don't bring people to something you set up, because whatever you set up is not, it's not God's church, okay? Whatever we set up, whatever church each one of us set up is ours, okay? And it's not God's church. But we can't accept that, you know?
Amen.
You know where I'm coming from?
Amen.
And so now God want to send you a more perfect, hallelujah, a perfect thing, okay, that he meant from the beginning, okay? Do you see how Christ's church, how they was able to go through the persecutions and things, the fiery trials and things when they came, and how they was able to endure to the end? They was only able to do this because they knew the true and living Christ, okay, because they was abiding in the real truth of Christ, okay? If you can't endure these fiery trials unless Christ is with you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we told you how Nero, the emperor of Rome, how he infiltrated the church. We told you that he sent spies to the church to infiltrate the church to pretend like they were Christians, okay? This is in history, okay? This is not just our word. We're not just telling you what we think. But this is in history. Right, brother?
Amen.
That these things are in history, hallelujah, that Nero sent spies and infiltrators to infiltrate the church, to imitate the church, okay, to pretend like they were Christians. Thank you, Jesus. But that's why the Lord tells us, hallelujah, to make sure, hallelujah, or whatever, whoever comes to us, okay, we should be a witness that they are of God and not of God, okay? Well, the brethren back then was able to kind of get rid of some of these infiltrators that got in, okay? But they was too many of them because Nero sent a lot of them, okay, to infiltrate the church.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah. And so the brothers, that's why a lot of the brothers, hallelujah, they was betrayed by the people that came through the infiltration, okay, of Nero. They was betrayed by those, and they told them where they was having their meetings and everything, okay. And then they just took them, okay. And then these people still continued to do the same thing. They would go throughout different churches, okay, do the same thing, just to destroy the church from within, okay? Thank you, Lord Jesus. And they spread their own ideas and things, okay, some of them. And then you had brothers that Satan rose, that raised up out of the brethren, and they decided that they believed something different than what the gospel was saying, and they set up their own type of ministry, okay, or their own type of gospel, okay, and they went away from the gospel that the apostles were teaching, okay. They went away from those things. We told you about those things, okay. Me and my brother
Amen.
Went through many. We told you about many of those different things that they set up, okay. Those beliefs that they set up, hallelujah. They tried to say, and these the things that they set up through the second year the third year and the fourth, hallelujah, centuries, okay? Thank
yeah.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And from the fourth century all the way to the sixth century, they flourished, okay? Now, we told you that. So
Amen.
We're telling you, we point it to you in the prophecy, okay? Hallelujah. Did not the Catholic Church rule 1,260 years? Is that not so? Or is that so?
Amen.
Now, there's a date that we gave you, okay, which was 1,260 years, okay? And we told you from 569 to 669, right?
Amen.
AD, to 1829 to 1929 A.D., that 1829 to 1929 A.D., that is where this 1,260 years ends, at the 1829, okay? That's where
yeah.
it ends, okay? But, you know, the devil ain't going to give up his throne, okay? That easy, right? But the rule
Amen.
But the rule that the Catholic Church had over the world was broken, because they couldn't do the same thing that they did through the 1,260 years, where they could send people to the scaffold, where they could burn people alive, where they could kill people, okay? That ended. They didn't have that political power, okay? They didn't have that kind of power to do those things anymore, okay? They had to do everything underhanded, okay? But in the 1,260 years, they could do all this stuff openly before all the people, and nobody could say anything against them, because they had political power and they had religious power, okay? And they ruled the known world at that time. And they ruled the world because the world, the known world, or the people in the world had made a decision that they wanted Satan to have dominion over them, okay? This is why Satan had dominion over them. They didn't want the
Amen.
Church to rule. That's why the church was able to be stamped out, because the world did not want the church. It wasn't simply just because Rome came against it. If the world truly wanted Christ's church in this world, it would remain, but they didn't want it, because they all fought against the church. The whole world fought against the church to destroy them. All those people came against the church to destroy it.
Amen.
All the Roman Empire came against the church to destroy it, to step it out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, that's that's where I'm going to end tonight, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But I hope you understand, thank you, Jesus, that this is not, hallelujah, this is the thing that we're telling you, okay? You got to put them, you got to apply them to your mind. You got to take them, okay? And you got to study these things, okay? And you got to write them down. You got to try to get more knowledge or more information or more enlightenment for Christ, from Christ Jesus, okay? The Lord will enlighten you. Thank you, Jesus. But we've been laying this thing down to you, step by step. We've been giving it to you step by step. You can't say we haven't. We have. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now we come to this part, this crucial part, hallelujah, where we must tell you the truth, of more truth, okay? And this truth, hallelujah, hallelujah, is going to shake you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Truth of God, the real truth of God is going to shake you. You know why it's going to shake you? Because the devil don't want this truth to be known. He wants this truth to stay hidden, okay? And God don't get this truth is not given to anybody that don't want it, okay? Thank you, Jesus. You can't
Amen.
Have this truth if you really want it, unless you really desire it, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But keep, bear this in mind, America is in prophecy, okay? America
Amen.
Is prophecy. Thank you, Jesus. And this way you have, this way you pick up the light, the illumination, or the books, okay? And the Lord will bring it not through the old Israel, okay? Thank you, Jesus. But he will bring it through another place, okay, that he has set up. Hallelujah. Another branch of Israel that he has set up, okay? Another tribe. He will bring it through them, okay? And this is where, hallelujah, you have to go by faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And this is going to be, we're going to be revealing these to you, okay, step by step. And thank you, Jesus, we will not hide from you those things, hallelujah, that the Lord would have known, okay, because these things should have been known all the time, but people was hiding in their hands because they didn't have the wherewithal to bring them to you because they didn't have the faith to bring them to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They didn't have the spirit of restoration. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, this is these signs that Christ revealed to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You got to want them. You got to want these things, okay, that's written in the Word of God to be known, made known to you, okay? If God will reveal them to you, okay? Now, we're not talking about God giving you no little feeling. We're not talking about that. We're talking about God actually making these things known to you so that you will know that they are true. And we're not talking about some feeling. We're not talking about no feeling good. We're not talking about no feeling of peace. I'm not talking about that because that ain't going to sustain you. And the things that's
Amen.
Coming up on the earth, those things will not, a feeling will not sustain you. A little feeling of peace will not sustain you. We talked about the assurance that these things are true. Thank you, Jesus. Assurance. And that's where we're coming from. From
Amen.
Prophecy, the Word of God, hallelujah, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth. That's where we're coming from. We ain't coming from our own minds, from our own souls. Okay, so I'm gonna drop it right there. Sorry. Get away, brother.
Well, brother, you still right on time. Like you said, and we prayed it all to you that's listening. What we're telling you now, and there's, I mean, people, we have so much to give to you because some of you. As I went a little bit into this book tonight, some of you are going to say, hey, man, I heard that before. Oh, that's the Mormons. Well, I'm here to tell you, we're not Mormons. We will be talking about that, too. I promise you that will be on the list that we're going to show you that Mormonism is not, I do repeat, is not of God. Okay?
Amen.
We go, like I said, we got a lot to run by you, okay? We got a lot, so it ain't like we're gonna be able to jump all this up in a week, okay?
Yeah.
It's gonna take a while, but it's worth it. I say this to you, it's worth it,
yes,
because
it is.
We want you to get it. And like I said, some of you go, oh yeah, I heard it before. Oh yeah, y'all some Mormons? No, we're not. We're born again believers, okay? We're going to get
Man.
Into all that because we're going to get into how this record came forward. We're going to talk about that. And then
yes.
through whom this person God have used, not only do we talk about his rise, we're going to talk about his fall. And that fall includes Mormonism.
Amen.
Okay. That's, I'm telling you, we because this is an assignment that we have to do. Okay. And this is what we have to tell. And like I said, we'll say it again, Mormonism is not of God, okay?
Amen.
Not of God, straight up. I'm telling you straight
Amen.
Up. And if you hear us keep going on these broadcasts, you'll hear us keep saying it. It is not of God, okay?
Not of God.
Well, like I said, we're going to get into all of that, okay? This is why we're giving you so much at a time. And like my brother told you, these two signs, and one of them we started off dealing with, okay? You need to know this, because Satan, like my brother said, Satan does not want unity among Christianity. Now, people, you got to understand what this work of restoration, restitution involves. It involves bringing Christianity to the true place of being one. Not just talking about being one now. It's a whole lot of talk, okay? We're talking till your head fall off and tell you how we all one and how we all together. But if you was a fly on the wall and looking from the outside in, you'll see that we had broke up in so many fragments and not even funny, okay?
Yeah.
And we're sitting up here on earth thinking God is sitting up there in heaven pleased. He ain't pleased by this, because why? He didn't set this up. That's the reason why he ain't pleased. He didn't set it up. You know, that's a tough pill for some people. That's a tough pill for even some of these so-called great prophecy experts to swallow.
Amen.
God didn't set none of this up.
Amen.
Not at all. So our scapegoat is that any day we're going to be gone. That's our scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
Like God is going to accept a broken, fragmented body to heaven. Okay? A body with a leg over here, an arm over there, an ear over there, and just going to pour the pieces of the body up to heaven. Not going to happen, people.
Amen.
It's not going to happen.
Amen.
God didn't make a fragmented, broken up body, and he's not coming back for a fragmented, broken up body.
Amen.
When is we going to get that? Well, hopefully soon. Okay? We don't get something from God, and then we're supposed to give it back, say, huh, take it or leave it. The first thing God does is look at you and say, I didn't give it to you that way, and I ain't taking it back no other way. So
Amen.
I'm coming back for what I set up. That's what he's doing. And
right.
So this word in its fullness has to go forward, and this work is to bring true unity among Christianity.
Yes.
That's among everybody that claiming Christ, people.
Amen.
Everybody. The sinner man has no business talking about what church should I join. He ain't got no business asking that question. Okay?
Amen.
And we don't think nothing of, oh, well, you just go to the one down the street if you want to go to the other one. He should be able to go to either one of them, and we should be one. But that ain't happened yet, but it will be. Because when the smoke clear, like my brother told you once before, the Roman Catholic Church is going to call her on back to her, and they coming.
Yep.
Oh, they coming. They already signing pacts and agreements and all that stuff already, people. They coming.
Yes.
See, the true believers are and will be at a place with God that when they are presented with this agreement to sign a pact agreement with the Roman Catholic Church, they are going to say no. You get what I'm saying? They're going to say no. She is calling her own. But guess what God is doing, people? He's doing the work, too, and guess what he's doing? He's gathering his own. And guess what they're called? They're called the honest in heart. He's gathering them together. Like I told you, we want you to understand God is working. And I know some of you thinking he ain't doing nothing, and all this stuff going on, you see this stuff happening, but yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen.
He's going to have him a people. They're going to be one.
Yeah.
You running up in there talking about, hey, ain't you a this? We got to get you out of there. You start in trouble. We got to get you out of there. Ain't going to be none of that. So God is working, people. He is working. He is doing the work. We are giving you his work, what he's doing. Like I said, what we're about to go into, we shared a little of it with you tonight, you know, hoping you wasn't sitting there shaking your head left or right a whole lot. But we did give you scriptures for you to look it up and ask God about it. please do not get the attitude that you don't need to ask God nothing. Now, I understand if we were far-fetched. If we tell you to serve demons, it's okay to worship, do magic. I don't blame you. I would click me off too, okay?
Amen.
But just because we're presenting something to you that you never heard of, and I know that, and I understand this, what we share with you about this book, understand this, we're not telling you to throw the Bible away.
Amen.
We're not telling you that the Bible does not contain the Word of God. We're not saying that. See, when you start letting people know that God, well, let me put it this way. When the Bible start letting you know that God has another book other than the Bible, people start looking with their eyes rolling in their head. Say, oh, my goodness, no, this, I ain't never heard of such a thing. Oh, no, he's off target. Cut him off the air.
Amen.
But people, we all grew up believing that it was just one book. And see, we're going to go into all that. We're going to go into, we're going to even talk about, and I know some of you may have the question, well, if you're saying that God have other books, how can we know if a book is from God? Because Islam claimed their Quran is one, and you got the Hindus. How we know? Well, the Word of God does give you steps that you can apply to tell where something comes from God. We're going to get into all that. I'm telling you, we're going to get into all that. We are definitely going to do that. This thing that we're presenting to you, and this is nothing to brag on ourselves, but we know everybody's not going to receive. We already know that. But we do believe there will be some that will. Why? Because in this day and time, you got people who are honestly seeking for truth. And when you're just a person that studied the Word of God to just seek truth, you're open for God to reveal. But if you got a what they call a denominational mind, then you're going to be limited. Because you got some people in Christ who have a denominational mind. Their mind is set to their denomination. If it doesn't fit what my denomination teaches, I don't accept it. Period. And I throw it out the window. Okay? A denominational mind, please don't get offended. I just have to tell you this. Yeah. When you're thinking with a denominational mind, you're going to be limited.
Amen.
Because God won't be able to show you things any deeper or farther because your mind is set to your denomination.
Yes.
But you have to be open to hear the Word of God. And we're going to go into all that because you got to understand God can use more than one nation. Oh, I know we can't, you know, I know some of us can't fathom that. Because even with the Jews, we automatically, some of us have already put the Jews in heaven already. And they the one that crucified the Messiah. But we already put them in heaven. We got them at a point they ain't got to accept Jesus. We had to accept Jesus, but they ain't got to accept him. So they could crucify him, call him a blasphemer, try to set up everything to make him fall, and still bust heaven wide open. Something is wrong with that picture, people. I can tell you a whole lot is wrong with that picture. Because guess what? It ain't scripture. When God said there's no other name under heaven whereby man could be saved, man, that's the Jew man, the Gentile man, period. Okay? Amen. Have to accept that name. But we have to understand that God can use more than one nation, because remember, we have told you this many times. When God does something in the earth, he doesn't leave himself without a witness or witnesses. Okay?
Amen.
So you're going to have some witnesses. You could best believe that. You know, you ain't going to have nobody going around, man, I don't know what God doing that, you know. Ain't no he can move like that. You're going to have some people going, yep, he told me. And then the next person say, yep, he told me. Guess what? They won't contradict each other. Okay?
Amen.
Because the same God that spoke to one, he would speak to another the same thing. Okay? But we'll get into all that. So,
amen.
I'm going to let my brother offer up a closing prayer. Take it away, brother.
Holy Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, Father, we thank you, Lord God, Father, for this hour, Lord God, of your truth, O Lord God, for your understanding, for your enlightenment, O Lord God. Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord God, we come before your face, Lord God, humbling ourselves, Lord Jesus, to speak the truth, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless us, Lord God, to speak in humility, Lord God, and in the fear of God, in Jesus Christ's name, Lord God, because we fear you, Lord God, and not man, O Lord God.
Yes,
therefore, we speak these things, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, because we must speak them, Lord God, because it's given to us to speak these things, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word. Lord God, reveal to the people, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God, your spirit. Hallelujah. Your word, Lord God, your knowledge, your wisdom, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make them known to them, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Let them be like a rock, that they are built upon a rock, a foundation, a sure foundation, assurance, O Lord God, hallelujah, of these things, that they are true.
Yes,
Christ's holy, righteous name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Reveal to them, Lord God,
yes,
by your Holy Ghost, by your Spirit of truth, by the Comforter, O Lord God, in Jesus Christ's holy, righteous name. Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that even as we pray, Lord God, that you shall bring them back again, O Lord God, to hear these words,
yes,
O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to set them on a foundation, O Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thy strong foundation, O Lord God, that it may be founded upon a rock. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory be to God. We thank God once again for another blessed broadcast tonight. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be back with part four, 6:30, of the sign of the restoration, restitution. My brother and I, we will be back. And at 7 o'clock, Brother Emmanuel Murphy will come on with a broadcast also. My God, I thank God for another blessed day. As for Brother Robert Groges, Brother Nathaniel Hunt, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.